The drop in oil and gas prices is a relief to many Americans, like people we've been interviewing in recent days in the far suburbs, people with long commutes. It's almost the first thing they mention. The continuing drop in housing prices may not be such good news for everybody, unless you're a home buyer who can finally afford to get into the market. In California, among other places, home prices have fallen so much that many people are now buying houses that have been out of reach for years. Though for first-time buyers, the path to home ownership can still be rocky. For member station KXJZ in Sacramento, Steve Milne reports.
Debbie Payne is in her new backyard, shoveling a pile of fist-sized gray and white rocks.
These little rocks weigh a whole lot more than I thought.
Payne is scooping the rocks into a planter near her swimming pool. Do-it-yourself projects like this are one of the pleasures of home ownership.
This, to me, is just like paradise. We pretty much live in the backyard.
Payne and her partner, both approaching 50, are nurses. They bought this two-story house in Sacramento's modest Rosemont neighborhood last month for $275,000. A year ago, it would have sold for $100,000 more. The 30-year-old home has four bedrooms and two and a half bathrooms. Sitting at her dining room table, Payne remembers when she and her partner got the call from the realtor that after 3 long years of house hunting, this house was finally theirs.
Oh my gosh. We were screaming up and down. Just couldn't even believe it.
But now, after 6 weeks in the house, this is what they can believe in. Home repair.
It was pretty much a mess.
This house had been foreclosed upon and was left vacant for 6 months.
We've had some major repairs to do, some plumbing problems, and we've got holes that are in the floor that we have now discovered. So we've got some work ahead of us.
And that's pretty typical for people buying a foreclosed home. Knowing how to swing a hammer will definitely come in handy, according to Kathy Fox, a real estate agent in Sacramento.
In many cases, the bank-owned homes need some fixing, and more fixing than a neophyte is prepared or understands that they can do. And some of the best buys are in areas that maybe are not the favorite areas in terms of the neighborhoods that people want to live in.
They may not be dream homes, but bargain hunters are snapping them up. The real estate research firm DataQuick reports that sales in the Sacramento area are up more than 70% from the same time last year. DataQuick's Andrew LePage says it's the same story across California as buyers embrace falling prices.
We see that from the northern stretches of the state all the way down to the border with Mexico in inland areas where we've seen a lot of depreciation. These are the areas that are seeing sometimes a doubling or more in sales relative to a year ago.
In fact, a year ago, only 24% of Californians could afford to buy a home, according to the California Association of Realtors. Now, it's 48%.
And then this is the master bedroom, which
bringing more proud homeowners like Debbie Payne into the housing market. For NPR News, I'm Steve Milne in Sacramento.